Welcome to Book Bites, a series of short podcasts by members of the Wellington community to celebrate World Book Day 2021. I'm Lucas Ferguson, the station manager for Dukebox and Welly TV, and I've got a couple of recommendations I'd like to make. Perhaps it's a little against the spirit of things to do more than one, but I've been given free rein, so I'm going to make the most of it. Conveniently, I've got one choice for non-fiction and one for the area I want to discuss first, which is fiction. I'm an avid follower of politics, so the last few years have been both fascinating and concerning in equal measure, and in particular the fake news movement has been evoking strong parallels to George Orwell's timeless masterpiece, 1984. There are certainly some adult themes in there, so discretion is advised. But to me, this is a book that is superbly and disturbingly written, and the warnings that Orwell gave us in this book are becoming more and more present in our everyday lives. The story concerns a man named Winston who works in a government agency for a totalitarian regime which Winston hates. Although 1984 follows the journey of Winston as he comes to terms with what he wants to do, either in support or defiance of his oppressors, and the consequences of that choice, the real power of this book is in the picture it paints of a power that will not be relinquished and the lengths that people will go to in order to protect that power, lengths which you'll start to notice in the world around you as you read further. In doing so, it created a lexicon of terms that are used universally in our lives. If you've ever heard someone talk about Big Brother, Doublethink, Room 101, or the infamous 2 plus 2 equals 5, they all originated from 1984. Once you familiarise yourself with this book, you'll see the world in a different way and become more aware of the powerful effect of censorship, disinformation, and persuasive language, and how they are used for both good and ill. If you're looking for something a little less bleak and a little more self-transformative, then my non-fiction recommendation is Jenny Morton's book, The Authentic Performer, Wearing a Mask and the Effect on Health. I grew up as a musician and I would often give public performances, and gradually I adopted a stage persona which over time became more and more a part of myself. Indeed, I'm channeling a little bit of it right now. But it never occurred to me at the time that this might carry some implications for my mentality and how I viewed myself, or indeed, how putting on a mask outside of a performing arena and environment might affect one's mental health. The Authentic Performer talks about Morton's formative years in performance, and how various factors affected her, but the concepts she discusses are written in such a way that one can easily see issues that might affect them, ranging from the physical aspects of posture and body maintenance to more psychological problems such as imposter syndrome and anxiety disorders, as well as the titular concept of the mask that people can adopt to help them through specific situations. From there, Morton shows the reader some of the science behind these issues, explained clearly even to a non-scientist such as myself, and how both she and the wider community have learned to cope with or reduce the effects of these potential issues. Reading it over the summer of 2017, it changed my perspective on self-care and my outlook on both my progress and my achievements. And if you'd like to read through it, then I believe it can have the same effect for you. If you'd like to be kept up to date with book recommendations or more information about World Book Day, then you can follow @Welly_library on Twitter, where you'll find out everything literary at Wellington.